When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, yeah. All right. Again, I don't know how funny this is going to be, but it's been on my mind. This is rough. But I've been talking to Jake a lot, who's in Nicaragua, and luckily coming home soon.
And Costa Rica, right?
And Panama City.
We miss you,
Jake. Oh, my God. Where
He's
is
been
he?
All over. Oh, playing my poker.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love poker.
Jake's
really
stories have been really fun.
So Jake's been gone, but he's been like DMing me. I'm a cool kid now. I DM too, and I story, Cindy. DM is a verb, just so you know. Direct messaging me on Insta.
Yo.
And
you've got all the words.
I am cool, actually. I mean, it is woo. But and I say like AF, which stands for
no,
yes,
you don't.
As fuck.
I really do. Sometimes.
Isn't it also Abercrombie and Fitch?
No. Cindy wanted to do this. Cindy sent me this like millennial like lingo thing. And I was like, we can't do that, Cindy. We're going to seem way too out of touch.
A listener sent it after we were talking about millennials and one of the times. And
one of the times.
You know what? I've kept it open. And sometimes when I'm watching TV, I do check it up. Yep. Check it out. And I'm like, oh, right. Okay.
My brother will do, he'll say things like the other day, what did he say?
Dope and lit, he says all the time.
No, dope is common.
But lit.
Yeah.
Everything is lit.
I don't like that word.
I don't love lit either, but I use it sometimes for fun in a story because it's cliche. But he said he's extra.
Extra.
Extra. So like this guy at the gym was like really grunting a lot and Greg was like, he's extra. And I liked it. I was like, I'm going to take that. Make it my own. Man, that is extra. Yeah. But like not good. Like
it just means like beyond.
Like yes. Just over the top.
Just exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Extra.
Yeah. Way too much.
Yeah. Anyway, way that's not much. What this was about.
No.
So anyway, Jake's been dealing with issues with his mom, per usual.
Is he okay if you talk about this?
He talks about it on the show all the time.
Okay.
And I mean, I'm not even going to get into specific details about it, but I've also have a lot of friends. You know, we all have issues, some of us more so than others, with our parents or a family member. And there are ways to, like, retrain that individual on how to deal with you. But sometimes it works. It takes a long time, and it's extremely hard and painful. But if you shut off, like, he'll engage with her, right? So she'll bait him. And then he'll engage and it enrages him. And I'm like, Jake, just tell her you're going to pack. You love her. You don't have time for this right now. Right. And then she'll come back and then he'll send me a text and she's like, I miss you. Whatever. You're not talking to me. He's like, what do I do? I'm like, reward that behavior and say, I miss you, too. I hope things are good. And it's literally like, I hate to say, I don't mean to sound like a dick, but it literally is like a dog. It's like good reward. No reward, right? It's like if they behave, if they treat
you. Or a child in a way.
If they treat you the way you want to be treated, you reward that. And I like my brother's also going through something like this, and I won't say with who, but I'm trying to teach him to not just shut off this person in his life. And like when they, because he doesn't want to deal with it, right? He's like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to hear it, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, you know, when this person behaves a certain way, like give them, you know, feed that.
Right, yeah.
Feed that behavior. And when they go to like the guilt trip and the this and the that and the this and the that, shut it down. I got to go. I'm not doing this with you right now. And I find that like I've seen people can do it. It takes time. But it can be done. And, you know, do we want to lose the entire relationship?
Right.
And I mean, this is coming from me who's lost a lot of relationships, you know, unfortunately. And, you know, with my dad, he's not worth it. You know, Jeremy and I have talked if he chooses to open up or not about his life. But like with my dad, he's not, there's not enough.
Mm, yeah.
He's like a wrecking ball, man. You know, but there are other relationships where, like, I had this – there's a dynamic with a family member where I'm always the villain. And I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. Like, I can't continue to swallow it. And I exploded over it, which was
–
if I and I did – but by the way, I did try over the years. It wasn't like I didn't say anything. Right. I did. I was like, you keep doing this. And instead, I kept being met with all the reasons why I'm such a horrible person. And I wasn't – I have been unsuccessful in kind of retraining that dynamic.
Mm.
So I'm not suggesting if you can't pull it off that you're wrong, but I've seen people succeed. There are – you know, there are people that are receptive and, you know, it's not to say it's not going to go back into a dysfunctional place, but you got to not be triggered. You got to shut it down. You give it nothing. I love you. I'm going to get off the phone. And you tell them like this I won't do. Like – I won't be made a villain. I won't be taking a guilt trip. I won't be blamed for X, Y, or Z. I'm not doing this with you. This I'm not going to do. I don't want to hear you talk about my dad that way. Or I don't want to hear about the, I'm going to get off the phone. I love you. Get off the phone. Then it's like when they come back to you with how you want to be treated or what have you, then you engage 100%. You got to be able to do that and not hold a grudge.
That's also retraining yourself.
Completely.
Exactly.
You're
completely. You're
in
right.
Control of your reactions.
And yes.
You can't control the other person, but you can absolutely own your own
reactions. And not engage because
yeah.
He engages. They all engage.
Yeah.
They and so do I. Because then you go to your like.
You get mad.
It's
yeah.
Hard not to.
Yeah. Yeah, you
on,
do.
You know, the circumstances and the, all the emotion involved and in some cases anger and
you're
you know,
right.
Disappointment. It can be tough.
Really tough.
Yeah.
But I feel like if there's something to salvage, like you really got to look at it, right? Because we've talked about this. Relationships are so nuanced. Mm-hmm. There isn't, you know, we love to be like, it's all good. It's all bad. So there's no loss of like, well, they're good, but also these things
right.
Disappoint and hurt my feelings. Or, you know, that place is really hard because it comes with sadness and grief and disappointment
exactly.
And loss. But if there's more good than bad, can you flip the script and start to like really just put that relationship in a box, give it guidelines and boundaries, and, you know, salvage some of it.
Yeah, it's I when I was a teenager, I did EST.
I've heard about EST
for
years.
It was kind of amazing for a teenager. I was
right.
15 or 16, and one of the things was loving someone for everything they are and for everything they aren't. And what it really is accepting a person right for what they are, for what's right there in front of you, not what you wish
they would be.
They were
God.
How you wish they would act.
Yes.
Or and from there you go on another place, you know. You can enjoy what you enjoy and then you can go on to the next thing. But if there is something in someone who's in your life every day.
But that's about loss, 'cause if they can't, you want to make them something you want them to be so you don't lose them. Because if they can't
right.
do this, you're going to lose them
mm-hmm.
in your mind or whatever.
Right,
if
right.
you can't be this or you can't get to here or you can't do that. And
right.
that's tough.
Right. And sometimes that's what when you're dealing with a family member.
Yeah.
You know, you're not the willingness to just turn around and walk away is there's so much more attached to losing that relationship. And it's so much more of a commitment to say, I'm not going to talk to you. So I think communication.
Right.
And I think
there are times they don't listen, though.
No, but
I mean, I can tell you, I have had that where they're just not able to see it.
But
they're so deeply entrenched.
All you can do is from your end.
You're right.
You can never.
That's exactly it.
Control them.
And you got to do it without the expectation that they're going to react a certain way.
That was NS. It's something I forget the three. It was like miscommunicated communications, thwarted expectations, and there was a third one. And that's exactly it.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah, because I look at this and I'm like, I did try. I did. And for years, I'm like, you keep doing this. No, I don't. I'm like, read the language in like things you're saying to me. You know, it's like, you and your wall of anger. I'm like, who are you talking to when you write this? You know, and it got to a point where I was like, I can't do this with you anymore. And I did try, and I haven't been able to retrain that situation. I've tried. It's too entrenched.
Volatile, yeah.
And it also involves substances, for sure, I think, that have made it more difficult for this individual to maybe see where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. But, you know, who knows? But I just thought, like, if I can watch my brother do it, I can watch Jake do it, I can watch other, you know, I've seen G do it with certain individuals. Yeah. And I've helped them do it. Right? Because you're on the outside. So you can be like, hey, whoa, no. Because Jake will just be like, what do I do? Because he's emotional. So I'm like, I'm on the outside. So I can say, okay, do this, don't do that. So I'll literally like try to help him because he's emotional, but he can pause.
Yeah, yeah.
He has the ability to pause. So anyway, I just thought, like, is there a relationship that like you can salvage, that you can redefine over time so that you're still getting the good, but you're minimizing the destructive aspects of it, even though I have not been able to do that. All right. And moving on.
All right. Everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. I can stick with something for longer than 30 days. It's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Okay, team, I'm pretty sure you guys know about this new sponsor, Zulily.com. And I'm guessing you know about them because they're awesome. So basically, everything at Zulily is up to 70% off. And they have expertly curated collections that are typically on their site for about 72 hours. They add new deals every day at 6 a.m. And the reason that we love them in our house is because they've got stuff for kids, the home, the pets, us. And there are brands that we love that we get great deals on, but there are also a bunch of new companies and things that we discover on Zulily.com, which is something that personally I find really fun and interesting. So for my listeners, they've got a gift code that allows you to get 20% off your first order on top of the discounts that they already offer. That gift code is Jillian, people. Make it more obvious. It's Zulily.com/Jillian. And you use that gift code Jillian to get my additional 20% discount. Go to Zulily.com/Jillian to get started and for full offer details.
You do it. I'm not going to do it.
I'll do it.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, I'm doing it.
I'm typing, though, that we're
do
doing.
Do it, Cindy.
We're doing emails, yo.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so we get a lot of emails that are in categories. So I grouped a few of these together under the category of drinks.
Drinks?
Yes.
I've grouped a few of these together.
I have grouped them.
Oh, my God. I wish you guys could see. What the hell? How many pages? I have one.
17.
No.
Really.
Well, the emails are like, I've got like 5 pages of emails. There's summaries of links. There's
It's insane. Schedules.
It's a work in progress.
Link things. I mean, it's like, this is no joke. I mean, this
I'm serious,
serious
about my organization. I think you know that about me.
I love it.
I'm with you.
Drinks.
So,
we're grouping. Kimberly wanted to know what your thoughts on alkaline water and its potential benefits. And I thought this was a good one for you.
Oh, you teed it up on the old aqua hydrates.
And what do you recommend drinking during an hour-long HIIT workout?
Oh, a HIIT.
Oh, you workout people.
Okay. All transparency. We invested in an alkaline water called Aqua Hydrate. And at first, I truthfully was like, I don't want to invest in a water bottle and people can just carry canteens. And I ended up sitting with Mark Wahlberg, who became a believer in Aqua Hydrate when he was shooting, I think it's called The Boxer. The Fighter? The Boxer.
I think.
Shoot. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Forgive me.
I'll Google.
I'm going to get in so much trouble for this. Yeah, I think it's the boxer. I think Jake Gyllenhaal was the forget it. Mark Wahlberg was a boxer, and he was training like crazy, and he acted amazing, and his body was incredible. So
the fighter.
Thank you, the fighter. So he fell in love with the water and felt like it helped him continue training. It gave him energy, and he was like, just try it, just try it, just try it. And I thought, like, all right, I've heard it's better, but is it worth it? So Aquahydrate is, in all fairness, a really intense water. It's like the highest alkalinity, 72 trace minerals and electrolytes, whatever. So I tried the water. And I drank it for like a month, and I was like, all right, I'm going to drink 50 ounces every single day. And now I drink 50 ounces of it every single day, unless I'm traveling. It's hard to get. And I noticed a difference. I noticed that my skin looked better. I noticed that I had more energy. And that's what I personally noticed. Now, with that said, people will say, oh, it helps your immune system. Oh, it can help with weight loss. Oh, it can fight cancer. Oh, my gosh, it helps with acid reflux. Like, maybe. I mean, there are studies. I mean, that says, you know, there's possible. I don't know. I can't make any claims about it. I'll tell you that it certainly can't hurt.
Right.
And that water is not created equal. So, you know, it depends on what's in your pipes. We've talked about this, right?
Like, yeah.
What are your pipes made out of? What kind of contaminants are in the water? So it's like, how's it filtered? What's added back into it with regard to electrolytes and minerals? And then is it alkaline? Which, by the way, I did an alkalinity test.
Mm.
And we had like 7-Up. Oh, yeah, I can say 7-Up. 7-Up and other waters. And then Aquahydrate. And it's like orange. Then, you know, it goes all the way up to purple. And I was like, this is baloney, right? You put drops in the water. And, man, it's real.
Mm.
Yeah, like the 7-Up was like orange. And the Aquahydrate was deep, deep blue purple. It's real. It's legit. It's very real.
Amazing.
So do you recommend drinking that during the workout or like an high electrolyte?
Aquahydrate has electrolytes in it. If you can't get Aquahydrate, you can get this little electro mix packet, even though the water's not alkaline. Or coconut water is also really high in electrolytes. I know Jeremy doesn't like it, but
that'll help.
Lori
wants to know, would love to know what Jillian thinks of Skinny Fit Tea. Do you know about that one?
Mm. I don't. Let me look it up.
It says, I'm going into menopause and gaining weight around the middle, which I've never had a problem with. Feels like water weight, so frustrating.
All of the Instagram girls are doing it.
Yeah, but I mean, all right, let's see. Skinny Fit Detox. Fighting bloat, release. Okay, you can't release toxins, so that's a lie. Your body processes toxins, and the way to do that is by supporting. You can do a detox, but it's got to be herbs that support your liver, your kidney and your gallbladder, so that's a pretty big claim. Hold on a second. Detox Energizing Tea Blend. All right, what's in it? Let's see. All natural, laxative-free, gluten-free, dairy-free. Well, it's tea, so obviously. 13 powerful metabolism-boosting superfoods. Okay, well, what are they? Notice I cannot find the ingredients.
Wow.
Okay. Green tea, nettle tea, oolong tea, dandelion. That's for your liver. That helps liver. Goji berry, yerba mate, lemongrass, milk thistle, guarana. That's just caffeine. Peach flavoring. I don't know what that is, but ginseng, citric acid, stevia. It seems fine. It just seems like tea with a bunch of difference. I don't know what the peach flavoring is, but the rest of it just seems like a pre-workout tea. Like it'll crack you on to go work out.
So probably harmless, but probably also won't like get rid of that.
It doesn't seem. No. Weight. I mean, it's not a panacea. I'd take it before you train.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely got some. I mean, if the products are clean. It's got, you know, green tea, nettle tea, oolong tea, dandelion, goji berry, yerba mate, lemongrass, milk. These are all fine. These are all great.
All right.
Yeah, matcha. I mean, as long as they're clean sources of it, these are, yeah, there's nothing. It's not going to take weight off of you, but if you want to use it before you go to the gym for energy, and it's got some, you know, antioxidants in it, so.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it's not shady at all, as far as I can tell.
Well, Raquel was listening to Jeremy's Ensure.
Oh my God!
So she acknowledges that we mentioned that it was not a great meal, it was not a great supplement. Mm-mm. So how is spirutine? Are there any good powders that you can take? She sometimes has stomach issues and only has liquid diet.
Spirutine protein powder. Let's
look
it up.
What is that?
All right. Hang on. That's weird. I don't see it.
Well, are there any other
protein spiritine powders? Here we go. Well, it depends, right? Yeah. Protein powder is diverse. So are you doing vegan? Are you doing...
She does chicken soup, so I think she's just looking for vitamins to...
I like Dr. Axe's...
Not a ton of protein, but just...
I like Dr. Axe's bone broth collagen protein powder, personally.
That is really good.
That's starting to sound really good.
Right? I mean, let me see what's in this. All right, so it's got spirulina in it, even though it doesn't look like it. But let's see what's in the...
Oh, hence the spiritine.
Okay. So rice protein, pea protein, soy. Nope, this wouldn't be for me. I don't like this.
Nothing with soy.
Once I get to soy, I'm done.
All right.
Oh, wait. No.
So because
it
learned.
Says pea and soy isolate soy protein and fermented
soy.
That's
a lot of soy.
But soy protein is not fermented. Hang on. I don't get past the soy, personally. But it's definitely not like chlorophyll, bromelain, vitamin B12. Like, it's definitely not anything like bananas. I just wouldn't do soy.
Yeah.
A lot of fructose is like the third ingredient, so it's got to probably have a lot of sugar in it. Hang on. Let me see. Okay, sugars. Oh, 8 grams for one scoop. That's not bad. This isn't bad. I just don't like the soy.
Okay.
So would this be better than Ensure?
Yes.
That's the question.
Yes. So look, if you're vegan, I like the pumpkin seed. I like hemp. I like pea. If you're not vegan, I like... grass-fed whey. Dr. Axe has whey, grass-fed whey, and the collagen blend. Egg protein is also fine. Brown rice, I don't really get. And soy is a no for me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
This is one from Jesse, who's 25 and sober, and is at a new company where that coworkers want to go for a drink, and she's looking for what to drink. And I actually just was recommending this to someone who is. She's just trying to cut alcohol out for digestive issues for a while. Bitters, just bitters and soda, just a couple of dashes of bitters. And then
it looks like a drink.
It looks like a drink. It tastes awful. So you're going to sip it slowly.
But it still has alcohol.
Well, bitters, I know. No, but not enough alcohol. I mean, I know people in the program who used to just have bitters and soda. And I mean, they'd have to like slam six of them for it to have. I mean, if you're severe issues, I guess, but it's not.
I know you definitely have to hide it, though. It's fascinating. Like, I had a business dinner the other night,
yeah,
and it was like, well, what are you drinking? And I'm trying not to drink right now. Like, I'm just doing like 2 glasses of red wine a week. And so I ordered something and then I let it sit there. And then it's like, and I was like, oh, Jillian, you know, but you don't want them to feel uncomfortable because then they're like, oh, I won't do it. And then you're like, oh, God, I've ruined their night. So it's crazy the way I think. I'm still ass backwards. Like, I should just be like, I'm not drinking. Do whatever you want.
But, you know, my mom, when she'd host big parties, would tell the bartender, ginger ale in a champagne glass, but don't let anyone see you pouring the ginger ale. So it looked like she was carrying around champagne.
I love it.
So I think if you go to the bartender and say, you know, give me, you know, whatever it is in a certain type of glass, then it'll look like a drink.
You could also try soda water with a little bit of grenadine.
Yeah.
Just put a little lime on the glass and, you know, just like a cocktail.
Shirley Temple-ish.
Yeah, without the Sprite, without all the
I like
sugar,
that.
You know?
Yeah.
There was only one other thing not in this category that I just wanted to touch on because it was let me find her.
Okay.
It's under my recommendations. It's about gosh darn it. Where are you? Where are you now? Okay. This is Heather, who was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Okay.
And then last month found out she has leukemia. So she's trying to clean her house of toxic material and food.
Yeah.
My pots and pans have to go, but I don't know what pans to invest in that will be safe for me and my family. Any great recommendations?
Yeah. Iron, stainless, ceramic, copper are all good.
Yeah. My cast iron is everything.
Yeah. Oh, little peanut. And take my book, Master Your Metabolism, out from the library and follow that to the letter of the law.
Mm.
Get a water filter. Get an air filter. It's going to be a pain in the beginning, man. But you need to like clean out your beauty products, clean out your makeup. No phthalates, no parabens, no parfum or fragrance. Like, those are the top 3 offenders. as natural, clean, and organic as you can manage. Like natural oils on the skin, clean, natural products. You'll save money on the cleansers and the clean lemon juice and baking soda white vinegar. And I have all that stuff in Master. Take it out from the library for free. Master your metabolism and it will tell you exactly how to take care of all this. And if you spend a week doing it, it'll be done and done forever.
I think that's great.
All right, big dog.
All right. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Adios, muchacho.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
How many of you have a space in your home or a guest house or home office or an actual office that you've been wanting to redecorate and you're just totally intimidated? Maybe you don't have the style of an interior designer. Maybe you don't have the money. Maybe you don't have the time. Maybe it's all of the above. I know that I certainly don't have the style or the time, nor do I want to waste money. And that's what's so cool about this company called Havenly. I used them on my farmhouse and it was life-changing. Basically, they have all these designers on staff and they help you design your space how you want it. And not only that, it's all about your style, right? So you take this Havenly quiz, it's free, and they match you with the perfect designer and together you put together the perfect room. So you can turn your Pinterest board into a reality. And they even get discounts on their products because they work with so many retailers. So you can try Havenly today by visiting Havenly.com/Jillian. And they're going to give you 25% off your design package. That's Havenly, Havenly.com/Jillian for 25% off. Havenly.com/Jillian and get 25% off your design package today. All right, we are back, and we have our most popular guest on the show, Dr. Josh Axe. Dr. Axe, how you doing, bud?
Hey, awesome. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Oh, my God.
I'm hearing so many voices right now. I was so pumped to meet Heidi, and that she's on the show today, by the way. So, yeah, and then, pretty awesome.
Her mouth's full right now.
Yeah, she's eating in the middle of my segment. That's why she's not responding to you. She's got a mouthful of food. So forgive me, but...
I just got back with the food.
Yeah.
This is Jeremy, Dr.
Jeremy.
It
only took
10 years to get that food. But anyway, okay, forgive me.
And this is Cindy. Hi.
Yeah. We got the whole crew here, except Jake, who's in Nicaragua, which is a whole different conversation, but he'll be back. So, all right, Dr. Axe, there's a hot topic, and we're getting a lot of questions about it. And I have heard many conflicting things. Cannabis, really, doesn't that bring us to CBD oil? I mean, right? What is the deal? Yeah. How has this become overnight God's gift? Is it? And why is it supposedly cure everything? Like, oh, really? Oh, you have attention problems? Take CBD oil. Oh, you have seizures? Take CBD oil. Oh, you have to... Like, I don't believe one thing can be everything. Is that possible? Is this just trendy? Like, are there benefits to this? What's the deal?
Yeah. Yeah, so let me I can definitely answer this question. And so let me start with this and saying, you know, the cannabis plant, which has, you know, been used by many cultures around the world, and in Chinese medicine, it was used as medicine as well, that it is something that can have potentially great benefits. But if you overuse something, it can also have great side effects. And so when we're talking about just cannabis in general, most today, most farmers have bred it to be very high in THC to sell for recreational use. Now, historically, most cannabis plants had higher levels, at least on average today, they had higher levels of CBD than most of what's been sold in the United States today. So THC is the psychoactive component. CBD is more of the calming component. And I'll give you an example of this. So when we're talking about coffee, coffee has higher, and by the way, I love your coffee brand, which is totally bomb. I just tried it last week. Organic coffee at its best.
Thanks, Dr.
So, but coffee, very similar, has caffeine, which really activates your nervous system, affects your brain and focus, whereas theanine in coffee, if it's good organic coffee, gives you that calming effect. It's very similar with THC and CBD. THC has a greater effect on psychoactive effects on the brain, where CBD has more of that calming effect on the body and actually helps balance out the THC the way it works in your body. So if somebody is doing cannabis and a patient, if I'm working with somebody and they're in a state where it's legalized medically, you know, I'll have them, you know, do a one-to-one blend of maybe CBD to THC, or a lot of people just a straight CBD oil in terms of what they're using. But CBD, so let me say this. In Chinese medicine, if somebody has chronic pain,
okay,
you know, I think doing a blend of THC, CBD, cannabis, I do think it's a better form of medicine than opioid drugs
and other
painkillers. There's less side effects. It's better for the body. So again, in general, I think THC mixed with CBD can be a good form of medicine.
And that's better than just CBD? Because I thought we were THC out the window. I'm clearly wrong.
Well, it depends on the condition. I'm specifically talking about chronic pain.
Okay.
If somebody has chronic pain, then I do think a blend of both is a good option for chronic pain. Now, for most other conditions, I do think CBD straight is one of the best options. But I just want to say this about cannabis. So if somebody overuses cannabis in Chinese medicine, it's known to deplete your body's qi, which is what we talked about, your energy and your motivation. This is why people that overconsume cannabis, they're not motivated anymore. They sort of lack this desire to go out there and their purpose to impact the world. So in Chinese medicine, it was known to pull your body's qi and your shen, which is essentially as well your ability to want to connect with things spiritually or other people. So that's if you overuse cannabis. Now, CBD, the big benefit is this. It helps support your parasympathetic nerve system. Most people live in this fight or flight state, high sympathetic response because of all the stressors today. CBD has been shown to calm your parasympathetic nerve system. So in general, I think CBD oil is really effective for not everything, but for a lot of conditions, because it does help lower cortisol to a degree, lower stress, but really it calms your sympathetic nerve system is the big reason why it's beneficial.
How would you take it? So, because smoking can't be good. I mean, I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think in an oil form. So I think doing a CBD oil.
Okay.
And it depends on what someone has. You know, if somebody has insomnia, doing CBD oil at night, you know, and also maybe using some other herbs with it, like chamomile tea or diffusing lavender oil. But CBD can help with sleep. If somebody is having a lot of emotional stress during the day, I do think, you know, just doing a couple, things of CBD oil. There's several brands out there. But, you know, I think just doing a single dose during the day. And I think people will notice a minor difference. Again, this isn't pixie dust.
Yeah,
but
it's being, you know, I feel like it's being sold as like a panacea, like it fixes cancer patients and this and that and this. And that's where I'm like, all right, you know, the pendulum has swung so far in one direction that I didn't know how to discern anymore, like what's true, what isn't. So, you just think that it has a mild calming effect and it can help. It can't hurt.
Yeah, no, exactly. I do. And let me say this. Okay, I think herbs in general, including cannabis, is a better alternative than typically synthetic medication. So if somebody has a choice between getting on an antidepressant or cannabis, if it were, let's say, my parents, like my mom or dad, I would rather them take that because I just, you know, there's less side effects there. But yeah, like what you're saying is right. I mean, some of these people touting it cures everything. It's just not true. I mean, I can tell you, my mom's had cancer. And if my mom had cancer today, I may have produced some CBD oil, but you know what? I'd also be having her juice vegetables and,
right.
you know,
okay.
It would be a full on program. So cannabis oil is a good addition to, you know, certain health programs.
Okay. And if you shouldn't self-medicate with this stuff, right? Like you should, who do you talk to about like how much to take and what blend of THC and CBD and, you know, it's just like you just walk into a store or like, because by the way, CBD is totally legal everywhere, right? It's just the THC that isn't.
Correct. Yes. CBD is being sold in health food stores and different places all over the country. I think CBD can be used very similar to somebody who was using a supplement, just knowing it's going to have a calming effect. Now, this might surprise some people, but there are things that are very similar to CBD that are found in a lot of foods today. That affect your what's called your endocannabinoid system. So, for instance, coffee actually contains some things that are similar to CBD in nature and how it affects
really?
The body. Chocolate is high in the maca root, kava wow. kava.
Okay.
So, anyways, but they're not near as they're not as strong. So that's why, like, why does somebody get really happy when they eat chocolate or coffee? Is it just because
it's
has
yummy?
Either caffeine or it's yummy? But I do believe part of it is it actually contains really unique compounds that supports that endocannabinoid system. And so, which affects your mood. It's actually really tied to your memory and your mood and certain other areas of the body.
Do you mess with the CBD supplements at all? Are there any ancient nutrition, well, Dr. Axe CBD stuff?
So here's the deal. It's such a – Jordan and I are a little bit more by the book with our formulations. And so just to let you know, everybody that's selling CBD in certain states, it's legal at the state level of certain states. But really the federal government just doesn't have enough money right now and people to crack down on. So they're kind of saying they've said it's not legal, but we're not going to discipline you right now.
Oh, CBD is not legal. I thought CBD, because it had zero – psychotropic effects, was totally legal.
Let me just say this. It's a completely gray area. Now, listen, I have CBD oil in my house right now. I used some a few nights. I got along from a business trip, and I'm like, I just need to calm down tonight. And I had a couple – this is what I said. I had a couple of chamomile tea, had some CBD oil. Okay. So, again, CBD oil is very safe and effective for, I mean, 99.9% of people to take and use. Just the entire legal side of things,
it
is so gray area right now.
Understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. And I know you guys are very successful, and that puts a very large target on your back. So that makes perfect sense. Is it necessary? Here's my last question, because Heidi has a greenhouse in the back of our property now that costs quite a bit of money and has found out that – what can you make? I don't even remember.
What do you
for
mean?
For organic
– for
marijuana.
Pound.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I think it's like $2,000 to $3,000 per pound.
If it's organic.
Yep. Yeah.
Does that matter? The
that's
CBD?
Not really regulated either. Like a lot of the.
Because apparently there's tons of chemicals on this
clean.
Stuff. So.
Jordan and I have discussed this very in depth. In fact, we actually own a farm in Missouri, and we're going to be growing hemp. We believe hemp is amazing, and we may at some point do a CBD product. So we. You know, we've discussed it, but I think, you know, if you're able to grow something organically and naturally yourself, any type of herb, including, you know, and if I were personally going to grow a cannabis plant, I would try and find a species that has higher CBD levels. And so there's, you know, you've probably heard of things like Charlotte's Web.
Yes.
Is
that good? Is that quality?
Right.
Okay. So you are okay with that one, like with regard to the quality of it?
Yeah. I am. In fact, I know the brothers. There's actually seven brothers that own the Charlotte's Web company in Denver.
Okay.
And I did an interview with them recently. I was very, very impressed by their operation and what they do.
Okay. I didn't want to bring up, like, you know, and then put you in a position of having to say you didn't like something or you did, but that is the brand that I see a lot, and I've heard good things about it. So. So guys, I guess it's just CBD if you want to try it, and you know, if you're stressed out, Charlotte's Web is a good brand. Neither of us are being paid to say this. Mm-hmm. And, for Dr. Axe's products and ancient nutrition products, you can go to draxe.com. Right, Jay? Dr. Axe.
Yeah, that's it.
team. And, Dr. Axe, you're the best. Thank you so much. We really appreciate
it. Hey, thanks.